Jack Diamond, Morning Show, Washington, D.C.'s Mix 107.3. I'm just thinking about how you're going to spend the money. $1,000, half an hour away, right at 9 o'clock. Mix 107.3. In some ways, I hesitate to bring this up. In other ways, I think it's almost my duty, my responsibility to share this with you.
Okay.
It's about romance.
Mm.
It's about men and women.
Sure.
It's about doing what nature, I guess, has ordained us to do together.
I'm liking it so far.
And it may be a bit of a stereotype, but it was a study legitimately done. And we're just telling you what science said.
Mm-hmm.
This new study suggests that women, perhaps who are feeling emotional, maybe even just sort of out of sorts, are the best potential lovers.
Mm.
So you're saying crazy women?
No one said that.
The study might have said that, but Jack didn't say
that. I'm not even saying that. It's just, you know, women who, according to the study, sort of have it all together and are very emotionally in control.
Yeah. Mm.
Subdued.
Stable.
Maybe too stable. Mm. Because a romantic interlude is supposed to be sort of...
Yeah. Well, we all know crazy women are hot.
They're saying that. Now, we want to say Blair and
Erica. Hillary, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you say that? I'm more interested in what you have to say than the study right now.
Well, because I would say they, but you're going to say me.
I don't know. I've never.
I believe
had
the whole experience is a little more unbridled.
And I think that's what they're getting at. Yeah. I don't think they needed a study for this, did they?
Well, it's just like you're sort of tidy and appropriate in the rest of your life. So there's a.
Well, what do they say? A woman should be a gourmet in the kitchen, yada yada.
Yeah.
You know the
saying. Freak in the sheets, lady in the streets.
Oh,
that's
for God's
right,
why, Blair?
That's the same.
I'm trying to keep this thing on the road.
Oh, sorry.
You keep grabbing
She's
the
driving
wheel and steering
off.
Me into the meteor strip of the gravel. We're off roading.
Went off road.
Hold on, I want to get so.
No, don't please.
You know what?
If you repeat that, please.
I just want to make sure I'm accurate.
I can't believe you don't know. I would have thought you created that.
Lisa, are we still on the air? Can you hear us in there?
Nobody wants a lady. At that time, you know. I mean, so be a class act the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Then.
No one ever said, oh.
I have no argument here. Because I'm with you.
Jack, did you, and I hate to bring this up because I'm not that type of guy, but bringing it up, you did yourself go out with a witch.
I did.
Oh. Who was a part of a coven.
Mm-hmm.
A coven?
Yeah,
she's
and she
a
had
real
candles
witch.
And so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And the pentagram over her. But that's not important.
Yeah.
The important part is you said, what about this woman?
Yeah, the Wiccan.
Yeah.
Mm. See? See that?
Well, once you go witch, it'll scratch that itch.
I'm not sure exactly.
Interesting.
No, she was all that in a bag of chips.
Yeah, well.
Because...
If all your
she was marching to the beat of a much mm-hmm. different drummer, and, you know, it mm-hmm. was...
That eye and newt's never going to be the same again.
My left nipple after that hot wax will never go.
Wow.
Right, listen.
Wow.
So, anyway, women scored lower on emotional stability tests that weren't always wanting to be in control, that were just sort of emotionally, you know, unbridled. I think what Erica said, unbridled. Now, listen, I don't know about men. You'd have to tell me if a man is sort of, you know, quote, unstable, not the buttoned up, you know, Oxford button-down shirt and reptile guy.
Well, that's why we like bad boys.
Okay, so is that the reason then that women, you know, tend to go for guys who are going to nothing but break their heart?
Well, or at least if they take off the tie, they really take off the tie. You know, it's don't be that guy who's...
So a guy that's buttoned up in his professional life...
I mean, he can be a freak in the sheets too, but... Oh, sorry, what?
To, we're back to that again.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I think if he's really buttoned up, he's really buttoned up.
Really?
He is closed.
Mm.
I bet Erica can disagree with you that.
See, this is interesting. So women like guys who are a little less stable in terms of, you know, having all their emotions nice and neatly, you know, laid out, that are a little more... they have a little more savoir-faire.
I mean, those are times to kind of let loose. I don't think any of us want to be,
agree.
You know, bored out of our minds in those moments.
Although having the manual is interesting. Have you ever tried using the left foot in, right foot in, shake it all about, and do the hokey-pokey? Have you ever tried that?
Is that what it's really all about?
The study also found women were more likely to be satisfied with their life if the guy they were with was thorough and dutiful.
What thorough in life or in the
I would guess in the altogether, possibly because those kinds of guys feel the need to make sure that, you know, the woman has enjoyed the party and the parting gifts.
Would you agree with that, Blair?
Well, yes.
Yes, I would.
I think we all like someone in our lives who, the proverbial behind closed doors, can completely be themselves with us and completely in the moment.
And that's the, we're the only person who sees that of them, you know what I mean, in theory.
Well, that's one of the reasons that I think probably cheating hurts so very much. It's not only the disloyalty, the disunity.
It's like, that was my you.
That, exactly.
You're my person. Like, what?
I brought that out of you. I thought we did that together.
Right.
Now, were you rocking the same thing with her?
Hey.
You said that my nightstand would be the only nightstand you put your cufflinks on.
It's the headboard, Jimmy. You got to close it. Mix 107.3 traffic.